This is reel two of two reels, talking to Pete Pomuchina, P-O-M-U-C-H-I-N-A, who lives on 49 below Discovery on Bonanza Creek out of Dawson. This is Adriana Coyle, his present interviewer, Mike Dalton. Pete, as you can tell by this tape and tape number one, is very difficult to understand. He was born the 17th of November, 1896, in Yugoslavia. He's been in the Dawson district since 1927, working for many years on the dredges, and since the last 20 years or so, working on his for himself. We'll talk to you for a little bit more, and then we'll let you go to bed.
Bed? No, what? No, I go wash the dishes, I go bath, I go to bed. In the morning, go bake a bread, go, you see.
Gonna bake bread in the morning?
Oh, yes, some boost.
Oh, that sounds good.
Some nice tourists come tomorrow, too, go, you see.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be ready for them, huh?
Oh, yeah, gotta be. Quite a few people from town come tomorrow to see me, go.
You have lots of visitors?
Oh, yeah, quite a few, go. Yeah, go, lots of good neighbors, go.
Are you a tourist attraction?
Oh, yeah, go. Yeah, go. Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about your root cellar. Yeah. What do you grow in your garden?
Oh, grow potatoes, cabbage, turnips, and carrots, onions, garlic, salads.
Cauliflower?
No, cauliflower. I never use that. Sweet chard.
Sweet chard.
Cabbage, gory. That's all I do. Cabbage usually all the winter, gory, frozen, gory. So.
Well, tell me how you freeze that cabbage. You just freeze it, you cook
cabbage,
it first?
Cabbage, clean them, all that stuff good for eat, see. I cut them the big head in the four pieces, a small head in the half, see.
Mm-hmm.
And wrap them in the paper, put it in the bush or in the barrel, see. And you cook something, meat or something, and take the frozen cabbage and boil it for it, see. And put it in a boiler for it. And boil it again, go, you see, only you need the cabbage, two, three, four pieces, see, boil it again, put another piece, see, and boil it again, keep it going, that time only you like, you see, all the, supposed to be boil it or put it there, the cabbage just like fish, go, you see,
mm-hmm.
Just good like fish.
Have you ever fixed it that way, Mr.
No.
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got no room there, I know all quantity people use it. Take that cabbage, medium side, hard one, see,
mm-hmm.
That hard one is thin leaf, go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take the back end of the cabbage, that piece thing, that, you take a sharper knife, cut it inside a little bit, not too much, go, just a little bit, only maybe a few inches inside, you know. You put that down, go, that, and a barrel, go, on a porcelain cake, go, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You put it there, rock salt, solid rock salt, see,
yes.
A few pounds, how big, you know, pound or 2 pounds, something. Put the white on top, put the board, the rocks, to cover the water on top.
Mm-hmm.
It turns sour, that goes, you see.
That makes sauerkraut?
That makes it for cabbage rolls, see.
Cabbage rolls?
Yeah, oh. You want that cabbage roll, take that head, go, you take it, I'm only needed 3, 4, 5 and a leaf, see.
Yes.
You wash a few times, 2, 3 times, and just like fish curry. And just like a leaf, probably just like napkins.
Mm-hmm.
You make a cabbage roll of that, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You make a cabbage roll, you're supposed to put it in the bottom of that pan or the roasted, put it, cut that cabbage leaf, you put it there, no burn for bottom, see? Mm-hmm.
Well, this, where you're located right here,
yeah.
This, does this little gulch have a name?
I got 49 gulch. You know.
49 gulch?
49
gulch. Is this 49 below Discovery?
I have 49 below Discovery, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got 49 clam here. Yeah, I got Nahil Degor, I got 3 clam, I discovered Nahil Degor. I've been working Nahil for 20 years ago, then Nahil. I got warrior pregnant for the gulch here, about 6,000 feet, I got flume Degor,
mm-hmm.
The shed side. The shed side, you can't use the ditch, you're supposed to use the flume. Girl. All the ground sink all the time, girl, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Any place warrior just go like thread, drop it a little bit, if a few of them make a big hole there, towards the ground. See?
Through the permafrost.
Oh, permafrost.
So you mine in the winter time?
No, the winter mine down a tunnel, go work a little bit. Just to kill time.
You're not sinking a shaft, you're digging
a tunnel?
No, I've
been sinking, to make a tunnel, I've been sinking lots of shaft before. I find a gold lots of places, I'll not find enough. I've been working at Klondike, at Cleric Creek, Dominion, different places, make it to the sinking shaft, and I find a gold. Most places find a gold, I don't find enough. I'd be hard working man before. I don't be hungry to be rich just to make a good living, or no work for the rats.
Well, you make a good living here, I guess.
I don't make a hell of a, make a hell of a too much. I like to blow a little bit money up, Gory.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Yes, good. Yeah, before, lots of me hard working at dredges all over my. Lots of hard work, you know.
Well, when you came to Dawson in 1927, were there lots of people in this area?
A few people, not be a little bit too much. Just been some trapper, a miner working a creek in 60 miles, all of the creeks. There been people here and there working a little bit, Gory.
Was Dawson a pretty good sized town?
No, it been all run down, Gory.
All run down?
Run down. It been down on Front Street, some hotels, restaurants. Most closed down, it be Archaea Hotel there, Gory. Royal Alec Hotel there. Cafe there, big shop. In the corner there, it be there, big restaurant, all a big movie picture, all at one time burned down. Another corner there now showed, it be a sea company, big store, burned down. And down across the street, a big slide, it be a big hospital there. It burned down there, I think.
The hospital burned down?
Burned down too. And the time brought the sea company, brought a few people. I think in the hospital, it brought one, two people there too, Gory. Yeah, Gory. Some hotels, they burned it down there, you understand?
They've had some bad fires.
Quite a few fires, Gory. Quite a few bad fires.
Well, since you came to Dawson in 1927, have you made any other trips besides that one trip to Juneau?
No, I've been to Vancouver a few times, Gory, Whitehorse, understand?
Vancouver and Whitehorse?
Yeah, Gory, so. Yeah.
Did you ever go back home to
back
Yugoslavia?
Home. No, Gory.
No?
No, I've been selling lots of money home, lots of money, clothing and grab, understand? All be robbed at the war, Gory.
Did any of your family come to Canada?
No, Jesus, man, nothing to come to this country. Where this country come, Gory? This country for me, eat another one, Gory. You see, our Canada rich country, see? My God, Gory. Supposed to be everybody living like paradise, Gory, see? This country cut him another one throat, Gory, see? For bread, for job, and stuff. You see, our America, Canada States, our rich country, plenty everything. It's supposed to be everybody living good, Gory, see? And no make it that, Gory. Yeah, Gory.
Do you think you'll stay out here the rest of your life? Or are you going to plan to move into town?
I don't give a damn, Gory.
You don't give a damn?
What in town, Gory?
Oh, lots of dust.
No, not in
dusty
town.
Dusty streets.
Dust, and noise.
Noise.
A bunch of throat cut it or out with me last cent for the pocket. That's all, Gory.
Oh, then lots of beer. This weekend there's lots of celebrating.
That's all,
Gory. Yep, there sure is.
There are lots of Indians in Dawson.
Oh, quite a few poor Indians. Eh?
Do they live in the Dawson area?
Oh, yeah, live in Dawson. We've been down village below Dawson.
Oh, the village is below.
Move from there, go and come to Dawson, see, Indians. They give them a nice house. All the broken windows make it mess. The harvest and other stuff.
The government build them houses?
Oh, government. Most government build the houses. Men work now for government in the summertime. I mean, the time drunk, what to make it. A woman going to build a parlor to make a living there, Gory. Yeah, Gory.
Well, there's a lot of them in town drinking beer tonight.
Oh, sure, yeah. You see, woman there, all the Indian women there, Gory, the bar there, Gory, all the drink beer at this time.
Some old Indian ladies are in town today.
Oh, sure, sure.
I saw three of them, really, up in years.
Before Indian living good, Gory, trap, and they stop living in the woods, and now come there, what teach them? No teaching to raise a garden, to keep the house.
They don't raise any gardens?
Very, not any good in India, see. Yeah, good. You talk in this country, best education system of all. Look at India, what educate India, you see. Educate nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Men educate to drink, what make it woman, what educate woman. You don't know how make a bread, you see. Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Poor Indian, see.
Well, when you came here in 1927, did you... Were some of the early discoverers still here?
Even lots of good.
How about McQuesten? Do you remember him?
He
must have been gone by then.
How name?
McQuesten.
Jack McQuesten.
No.
He was a trader.
No.
He has some children. I think a daughter still is living in San Francisco. Crystal.
No, not here. That Alec McDonald got it, call him Big Moose, that fella, and only them. He come here, if on the Mount of Klondike, he be road between Bonanza, Yukon, at top mountain, you can still tread there, here, there. He been before, and only there, Caribou, be towers, the Caribou tower, and make a good trail, got it. Caribou, bear, and wolf, and stuff. And that fella packing his back 200-pound flour, and Bonanza, the head of Bonanza, and the Eldorado.
Mm-hmm.
200-pound! Man, understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been before come to Canada, to this country, he be selling hot donuts for Lock Sherman, San Francisco. See? Because this country, make it money, pay the time 6 bits, $1 pound to pack and grab up.
Mm-hmm.
And make it money, he's taking some ground, and buying ground, they give it land, other stuff, keep it going. He opened it half town one time. He claimed people said they don't talk a difference. Some claim 500,000, some claim 5 million, some claim 6 million, some claim worth at one time $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few old ones. He gave him $20, whatever for him. He go broke. He behind ground leg about 63 miles from here. He been sinking shaft prospecting there. He died there, splitting wood on heart trouble, dropped dead.
Mm-hmm.
Broke. With all the millions. See.
Mm-hmm.
He's still down there above the George Shogory, that bank Montreal there, that built the Alec, that building there, still stay good and solid. Everything that was touchy, being good builder, good man.
Now, who was this you're talking about? McDonald?
Alec McDonald, Big Moose call him.
Did you know him?
No, died before I come this way. Mm-hmm. That's why I visited Popu, see. That's why I visited Popu, you see. They give it for Pope $500,000. They give it for Catholic Church $30,000 to bury them with big mess and die and bury them like old Pope.
Yeah.
I know one Tromley Gory down at 3rd Avenue, he got still in the corner of that Tromley store, Gory, be store before. And that's when go visit the Pope. They give it for Pope $40,000. Come back here. Everything go downhill, Gory.
He visited the Pope, gave him
$40,000. $40,000. I give him $500,000, Alec McDonald, for Pope.
Half a million?
$500,000, Alec gave him for Pope.
And then?
He go broke after that.
And he was buried
a pauper. $20,000 they give him for Catholic Church to bury them with big mess, Gory. You know,
big funeral.
Big funeral. He buried them like pauper, Gory. Like hobo.
Had you heard that story before?
Yeah, girl. Yes, girl. I know one Peterson, Norwegian. And as Calgary, he got partners. See? And that's Sophie Schmidt. Partners started gambling and other stuff there. And Sophie Schmidt take all the grabbing money from his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete tell the partner, but you quit, you can't go with me, girl. Yes, somebody touch him in the head, he turn around, Sophie Schmidt behind him, gun on his son, touch him in his head, Gory. So you keep him mouth shut, Gory, see. And the partner go broke, and Pete Peterson come here alone, Gory, see.
Mm-hmm.
And the Granville make it $1 million, about 50 miles from the Austin Granville, called that, head of the Indian River there. And the Pete, he go gamble, and drunk, and go broke. He work for a company, Gory, maybe foreman at 13 plant, Gory.
He went broke.
Broke.
Lots of them went broke over here.
Well, I know lots of fellas make 50,000, maybe not 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. They make a drunk, they keep being drunk, to go broke. See.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Well, tell me, Pete, what do you, all this wood you have stacked out here, that's for your winter operation.
No, that's wood for winter. Maybe use the timbering tunnel where there, see, in the winter. See.
When you stick your...
Tunnel, make a tunnel there and use it for timbering tunnel, not timbering per se.
I see.
Yeah, use it for that. You stay, wood stay on the ground, you go right, sit them up like that, last for a long time. Where is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where,
well, where do you get your wood?
Up on a hill, where, cut them in the springtime, where, clean them up in a, close to fall and pile them up, see?
Mm-hmm.
And springtime, lots of snow, where you broke a trail, snow froze and other stuff. You slide down, just tie the rope
yeah.
that. Slide it down is nothing too good for a week. Slide it down.
Well, all this wood that's cut like this, short wood, is
yeah.
that for
you? All I saw it myself, see, all for stove. Bring them here and for a few days, so I pull the wood now
yeah.
for all a year, girl. See. yeah, girl. No need a any power saw, girl, in my hand.
No power saw,
I don't need it. My hand good like anybody, see. Yeah, good.
Well, you were a pretty big man when you came here. How old, let's see, you came in 1927, so you were...
1927, that'd be the time, but 31 years old.
31 years old.
31 years old.
How many pounds could you pack when you first came in?
Oh, about 200-300 pounds, not 300 pounds.
Good pack horse, huh?
I've been strong and healthy man, Gori. That bad grab this country for near kill me, Gori. Nothing eat, come na breakfast all the same. Put it on mush, and I just had for it. Ask it, make it with rotten eggs, it all spoil the milk. Yeah, Gori. A torch on the white bread, nothing there, Gori. Dinner time, just potatoes, see that all meat and other stuff, and the cheap fruit, see, sugar, see.
Mm-hmm.
Poor bread, no back at enough, see. And for 2-3 years, every touchy stomach, touchy high ball, goes, sore, goes. I run down for the blood, for near die, goes, too.
Mm-hmm.
I figure that you eat the Aztecs, not the stuff, most I figure in the whole country, my God. I find out all around, goes, you know, them bad business, goes, yeah, girl. This
wait.
Country, no carry for people, see, no like it, you quit, see. Nothing green, goes, see.
Nothing green,
see. No fruit, no any green, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Na summer, na fall, they get maybe no more or two tiny tomatoes. That small tomatoes, but quarter ounce, a little bit of a thing like bread and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And few tiny salad, 2-3 tiny cabbage, that's
mm-hmm.
all. All up a can, gore. See, can, many killers, gore, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gore. Can, many killers, see. Anything you say, you don't like it, you quit, see. That's all.
You must like it here, because you didn't quit.
Well, no, like it. I've been working for money. Another few years I've been dead man, girl.
Right.
Yeah, girl.
Tell me where you got that beautiful old rocking chair.
That's Mrs. McLaren gave me that, girl.
That's a beauty.
Yeah, girl.
That must have come in
long time ago. Somebody, old people, gave it for her, I guess.
That's a beauty.
The left to go outside, Mr. McLaren. Maybe come here next year, Gory, to see country again.
Mm-hmm.
Living in that house up here, Gory, there. And there's my story, believe it there, Gory. Living there for quite a few years, Gory. Raise a good garden there, everything what in it for this country.
Mm-hmm.
Before it been quite a few chicken, a kid of chicken, a can of chicken, Gory.
Well, they're both raised here.
Yeah, Gory.
Both of them were born here. Mm-hmm.
Now clean water, grayling go way up in the bonanza and the Eldorado can get see grayling all over.
Grayling?
And a clean water, see.
Mm-hmm.
Grayling go way up.
You catch fish?
I never catch a few tiny fish. No, I don't care for fish too much. I like to meet somebody catch, but not too much time to catch a fish. Go,
yeah, you work it all the time.
Yeah, work. You know, this country, grilling, it can go over 50% grade, Gory, like that steep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In the springtime, lots of water, see?
Mm-hmm.
The grilling go up, Gory, lots of feed in the creeks, you understand?
Yeah.
Like there be some places in the creek, you know, all mining or that way, make a feed for dog, you know. And I put in some thick nuts in the rivers, and make a ditch on the side, see? And down make a rifle, wooden rifle, see? And where I go, the fish down, when the fire come down, see, Water go down to the reef, a fish fly on the other side. Lots of fish there for all the year round. Lots of places, grayling come down, chock full, go, you know, crowd of water. You know.
Well, and when you've been walking up and down the hills here and cutting wood and prospecting or working for yourself, did you ever run into a bear? Ever have to kill a bear?
Only one time I run a bear run a me. One single time, down at 40 miles, go, prospecting there. Go, 40
miles?
40 miles. Go. Only single time. Go. Bear come right in the window here a few times. Go, say, run
right
away.
Here?
Right in the window here. Go. Run away out from here before I can shoot him. Go, the time I keep your rifle of sight. Even after that I keep your rifle in sight.
Yeah.
The bear go, you know, bear, he got camp thief, gory, bear, gory. He go around all the things, he go look into the window, anything inside, broke a window, he go inside, he, you eat him. Yeah.
Well, did you ever run into a bear out on the trail?
No, never run. You see the brown bear and black bear, you see men, he move from the road, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that some kind of arm grizzly or a grizzly, he must you move him from the road, gory.
Yeah.
Yeah, gory, that big fella, see.
Yeah.
Quite a few times I see bear on the road, I got no rifle. I just slow down the ground, go cross, go run the bear. He come close to a bear, he started yelling, the bear run, go.
Just yell.
Yeah, just yell it. Can't scare grizzly bear like that too, go.
Doesn't scare grizzly bear?
Oh, scare grizzly. All you must scare grizzly, you must climb a tree, go. Another way, go, come grizzly after you, go. The grizzly run for a little way, come back, see. Yeah, good. See, brown bear and black bear, the small bear, he saw only attack people, he called them up face to face. He scared for safe attack people. See, like brown bear is that black bear. And the grizzly bear go attack men any place, you know. Yeah, good. See, no trust in that big fella, see. Yeah, good. It be hurting lots of, every year before it be lots of men, a wood prospector or a trapper or mine or that. Woodchopper, it be hurt any man before, it be quite a few hurt even. Yeah. Girl.
Did you ever have any partners that shared the cabin with you?
No. Girl.
You always live by yourself?
All by myself, like wolf, girl, you see.
Like a wolf?
Like wolf, girl, you see.
I think wolves.
Better Malone or poor partners. You know? Better Malone or poor partners. Understand?
Yeah, girl.
All country ask some old hunter what needed before using muzzle loading gun, gory. I'm only needed men for killing bad bear, gory, that thief bear, gory, see. Oh, well. Four brother, only four good men, gory, see. Just like this country, you are some partner, something, just thief, gory, see. Right, you travel around with men, gory. I got a few time partner here, gory, see. I must buy grab for them, cut it food for them, soy wood, bring in the cabin, just see, they eat good. That's all good. Good. Told me two fellas from White House prospector have been sticking some ground on his road. They work, they would cut down with legs and other stuff. They told me some fellas hooked that fella down in Liard country, see, down on British Columbia side. And partner said, take that man, he look for a good girl. See. I take him, all right, he be three partners. Good. And that fella just bringing some book with them, he got 10. Just read the book, eat, sleep, go. He chased the man to want for moose. He gave him grab for 3 days. After 3 days, he be running every day. He come there, go. After 3 days, bone dry, go. So it's no moose, go. So I be just stopping there, drying clothing. On the beach. He be there for 3 days on the big tree, go. And eat grab and sleep there. See? Just boom, go.
Yeah,
go. Team, you know, liar, understand, go. Lots of men just look to hook at somebody, to live with other people of wealth, Gory.
Yeah. Like, but you live by yourself and like it?
By yourself, Gory. You see, no, nobody stop at the mind to anybody. I've been working for company for 16 years, all the time troubles.
Well, this bridge you built across Bonanza Creek to your cabin.
This one here?
Yeah, I see you got railroad rails.
He'd been railroad here before. For the mouth of Klondike, he been the left side, Bonanza, he passed right here in the point. He passed across to another point there. The falling go up on the left side, Bonanza, way in the summit there, Gory.
Clear the summit?
Why not some of them?
Yeah.
And I also don't make it too much money, never run too long, shut it down. There'll be some places above ground, big trestle, make a trestle on the native wood, the post, and above it be only fir, above there. We put a high trestle too.
You build this bridge all by yourself?
Oh, yes, a third one. Two bridges before take ice.
The ice took it out.
Yeah. Some year ice, but foot far from the top of the bridge. You know. They come big guys, raise a big chunk of the hill to the hill, where they raise the bridge.
So like, what did you save the rail? Did you find the rail?
Yeah, just save rail and lose all the wood.
You take the rail off? And
just rail, take a rail way down, and I cut and bring the rail up here. And come frost, and I put in an ice sticks, the post,
Yeah.
Cut it so much, high, and put in high cap, and put in that green sticks, green poles,
Yeah.
And all over cross, and put in that roller, green roller, that wood, and start pushing rail, and pass all of this side, just push it, to a big piece rail, just push it, right? Mm-hmm. Every time push maybe half foot or a foot going ahead, going not two. And after that put it up cross pieces, put it side, understand me?
Very neat.
Oh, nice to nothing to do good to make a bridge go easy going.
In the summertime you usually just work around your cabin and
oh,
get your
work here and here I got some not here there got some little bit here and there. I go on a wood prospecting too go. This summer bad weather going. Rain all every day going.
Where have you been prospecting besides
All over. I've been on Seward River, going up in Yukon, going all over that country.
Did you ever go on any stampedes?
No, I never go on a stampede.
There are no stampedes since
no,
you've been
no
up
more, Gary. I've been up in a war time. I've been up the all of the Hens Road. I've been right to the Rose River, then that pipeline road. And I've been right to the Alaska border, all over the Klamani Lake and Boulevard there, Gory, and close to that border there, that Beaver Creek there, Gory.
Yeah.
All the part places there, Gory.
Do you go by yourself when you prospect?
By myself. What is it, somebody?
You have a dog or two?
No, what is a dog? It's a dog bringing bear, Gory, and other stuff.
Yeah.
All of myself, Gory, is the best thing, Gory.
Yeah.
All of us are responsible for myself, Gory.
Did you travel in the winter mostly?
Oh, sometimes I want to meet the two gurus. Quite a few times, pony frost or dead gurus. Yeah, girl.
You're pretty tough.
Oh, yeah, no, girl. You know, man, you got partner, good partner, all right, but bad partner, better than every hard gurus. You know, trusted bad partner gurus.
Yeah.
You never see nothing good to them gurus. Yeah, girl.
I think I better go home.
Well, you go home. Plenty of time, yeah. Plenty of talkers.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come out tomorrow afternoon and take a picture of your cabin.
Which place you stay in town, man?
We're staying at a private home back of, you know, where Shaw's gift shop is?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a private home back there. The hotels were all filled, so we had to stay there.
They've been today here yourself. 15, 20 people from Calgary, Alberta.
Do you have many visitors here like
that? Oh, quite a few. There'll be 3-4 parties there. Use all the coops, everything, drink whiskey, wine here.
They bring it to you?
Oh, bring it to me. I give it mine too.
Well, you don't make your own whiskey, do you?
Well, I make a wine.
You make wine?
Yeah, before I live in a hill, I make it 150-pound Australian Sultana raising and make it 260-70 bottle gory, good wine gory.
What'd you make it with?
Australian Sultana raising. Real wine gory, best wine you ever drink. One cup make you feel good gory.
Where do you keep your, do you make wine now?
Oh, just a little bit, few gory. Just not too much, no room here.
Room in this cabin?
No room. And I really got a big cabin there, the kitchen there, got a bedroom, another cabin there.
Where's that? You have another cabin?
Na Hill there, got
it. Oh, I see.
I've been working Na Hill for 20 years before.
You live up there part of the time?
Oh, for 20 years I worked Na Hill. I got a cabin Na Hill there. You got a side hill road there. Trail, got another side, you got pregnant picnic stuff. They had boulders and horses and other stuff. Picnic grab there and other stuff.
Do you use that cabin anymore?
No more, guys. Well, soon it's better than no good.
Mm-hmm.
I got just a one cabin, keep your stuff there.
Yeah.
Old tools, a different thing.
Well, yeah. I'm going to wind up my tape here, Pete, and maybe tomorrow afternoon, if I don't get too busy, I'll come out here and just take a picture of you, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, Gary.
You have a beautiful yard here and a beautiful garden.
Oh, yeah, good farm. I just say that, I don't know, potatoes. I just think one here, Gary, make me dinner of potatoes, some small one. They said too wet, too much rain for potatoes.
Too much rain?
Too much rain.
I understand it's been a real wet summer in Dawson.
Wet summer. No any. Few be hard there, going, not too much. I like to go out in the woods every week, few days, going. Prospecting here, there, going. I don't like to sleep home or eat bread for nothing, you know.
Yeah, well, We'll leave our name here so you know whom you were speaking to.
Yeah, man.
I'll write it down here.
You got my name too there?
Oh, yeah. I've got it right here.
Now
I'll put it down here in the lower.
Yes, girl. You know, 1944, I've been flying to White Lake from White Thursday. And I go and build a big raft, I go down a slim lake, for the slim lake, big salmon lake, I go down big salmon river there. And a loose raft, they go to put a loose life with there. Cost me a trip that time $700.
$700?
That cost me a trip $700 that time. It took him 5 days to come.